The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shamaya, the host, and I'm here with FCO intern Sharia Sharks and Julian. And we are here to talk about Napoleon Hill, Chapter 1, Desire. Hello, Zaria. Hello, Juliana.
Hello.
Zaria?
Hello.
Is Juliana there?
Yes.
Okay, so today we're talking about Chapter 1, Desire. And your question, why does this chapter differ from the others in the book?
Sorry.
Okay. This chapter stands out to me because he mentioned one of the six methods was to read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see and feel, believe yourself already in possession of the money. And that stands out to me because in order to become successful in anything you do, you have to first believe it, feel it, that you will be successful.
Okay, how about you, Juliana?
I believe the steps when he said establish a definite date stands out to me because I am a big procrastinator and I procrastinate on a lot of stuff because I have multiple jobs and I have school and I have to hold responsibility within all the stuff that I do. So I have a big procrastination day. Even with picking up my checks, I have procrastination day. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow or the next day. So I feel like establishing a definite date is something that could help me learn. And it's a good standout point in my life because I feel like if I was to establish a definite date in my life and keep everything scheduled and organized, I could be really great.
So both of you guys are basically saying that especially keeps you in order to finish with. So the second question would be, what are tools that you can provide for people on their journey? Zaria.
May you repeat that?
What are two tips can you provide for those who are on their journey?
One second. Two tips I can provide is to believe in yourself and to work hard for what you want in life.
About you, Juliana?
Two tips I could provide is, I know everybody don't believe in God, but, like, keep a faith some type of faith, motivate yourself to keep yourself going and to always try to schedule yourself. Try to schedule yourself for different things to keep yourself on track. So yeah, that's me. Faith and schedule.
Okay, and the last question is how do you about this chapter?
May you repeat that?
The last question will be, what is summary on this?
My summary on this chapter is to speak what you want in life and existence, and always, like Juliana said, always have faith in yourself. Always believe that you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Juliana?
What I learned from this chapter, desire, is one thing to just desire something and hope for something, but you always have to put in the work for stuff that you want in life, because stuff is not going to be handed to you and nobody's going to give you a silver spoon. Sometimes you have to get up and try to exceed yourself and, like, always go over the top, even though people say you can't do it, like the man did in the beginning of the book when they said that he didn't hope, he didn't wish, and he imagined himself at his highest peak in life. So I feel like this chapter teach me to not just hope and wish for things, but to actually get up and motivate myself and try to do bigger and better things for my life.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And
Shamaya.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on, Juliana. We have a caller, and she has a question.
Good afternoon, everybody. You guys did wonderful on the call, and I have a question for you all. I do understand that we all have our desires. My question is, what is your burning desire, and what are you going to do to achieve or to fulfill that burning desire? What are the steps you're going to take in your life to start doing what you're going to do with your burning desire?
Okay, intern Juliana here, and my burning desire is to become a SWAT officer, even though people say I won't be that, but my burning desire is to finish my four-year degree, focus in school, get good grades. I'm planning on going to school full-time and while going to work, and, yeah, hopefully be done after 5 years. So, yeah. Bye.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to go to commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
Okay, we're back. My burning desire is to become a pediatric nurse, an on-call pediatric nurse, and to help children in their time of need. And that is all. Thank you for coming to our Blog Talk radio show, and we hope to see you again next week.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.